So, I wasn't quite thrilled enough with the power level on my old air hammer, or as I refer to them, pneumatic assault hammer. So, what do? I go out and randomly impulse buy this. This is the Chicago Pneumatic 717, not to be confused with Central Pneumatic, which is, of course, the Harbor Freight house brand of tools. These things are ultra high quality. Pretty much most of their lineup is. This one's made in Japan. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. You know, it's like that giant 1-inch drive impact wrench I bought last fall, made a video about. Don't need it every day, but when you need it, you really need it. We've got a stuck part on this tractor that I want to take this and fire it up with. So, a couple notes on these. One, they take specialty chisels much larger than a regular air hammer. You have to buy them separately from a real tool distributor. If you go to your local big box store, they won't have anything like it. And also, people online, if you look at the Amazon reviews for this thing, it'll completely like destroy your arm, and there's people that have posted pictures of like scars and missing chunks of flesh. So when I saw it, I'm like, yeah, that's the one I want, because my current one, it's held up decently over the years, but I don't think it would break your skin if you put it to it and pulled the trigger. So yeah, flesh destroying awesomeness. Now, since I'm an incompetent hack, we gotta take this thing apart before we even plug it into the air thing for the first time. Because there's a muffler in it, as we all know, if you take mufflers out of air tools, like I generally like to do, you get much more power, and they're at least 30% more deafening. Just like that. Steve knows how these things go together. I freaking don't. What am I doing, Steve?
Just that cover with the orange sticker on it. Just pull that off.
Steve, you're a bad influence on me. It is kind of loose-ish.
Then I had a really nice air hammer.
Yeah?
Had an 18-inch chisel on it. I used it to take off a fan clutch or fan hub, and then I left it on the back of my truck.
Oh, did you drive off with it?
Yep.
Shoot, that sucks. What the shit? There's no muffler in here. It's just that screen.
Oh, that's it?
That's it, man. Dude.
Pull the screen.
Chicago Pneumatic, man. They built this to be stretch approved. No muffler from the factory. Crap, now we have to put this back together. Alright, this was 3 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Hey, there's a scene in a movie where they use an air hammer and a flat blade screwdriver, put it in the end, pull the trigger, and it stabs into a dude's heart. It was on Laura Croft Tomb Raider. We're going to have to recreate it to see if it works.
These are the chisels. They've got a 498,000, so they're basically just a little under a half inch shank. I bought a whole variety of them here pretty cheap. We got everything from this one, which is completely flat, to this one, which I think is used for cutting metal. Then we got a couple of regular chisels, a stabby McStab face thing here, something that shape.
Hand driver.
Yeah, and whatever the hell this thing is. So let's try and cut some stuff with it first. And as we all know, with anything like this, if you over oil it, a little oil blows out. If you under oil it, then stuff gets torn up. So. Dude, it shakes my head. Like when I, my vision blurs. It's pretty amazing. Oh, frig, yes. Ah, went too deep. That works. So Steven here, because no one ever told him not to try the things at home that you see on TV, he actually wants to try it. Here, use a smaller one. Here, try this.
Ready?
Yep. This is incredibly unsafe. Or did you dick it up and get it stuck?
Dicked it up.
Ah! Brand new, Steven! This is why we can't have nice things!
Hey, it was on a movie.
So what was your experience with the Chicago Pneumatic, whatever? It was great. Managed to get a screwdriver stuck in it before we even used it for the thing that we got it out for. Hey, you want to use the air hammer, the other one? Just like...
Shit.
All right.
For the record, Angelina Jolie is a liar. That trick doesn't work at all. Zero.
What the f***? Ray! How does this even happen?
I guess you have to have pressure on it.
Ah, shoot. All right, yeah, we're in business.
All Let's right. do this.
Yeah.
Don't be like that.
Don't be like that.
This thing looks like it's dirty. Yeah, the lens is dirty.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's better. You get all excited.
All right, so we got this clutch thing on the back of an engine thing out of that tractor. So, doesn't want to come off, probably hasn't moved since left an Eastern Bloc country in the 90s. Ah! Yeah, right.
Can you put it through here?
Oh, Steven, yes! Dude, this thing is really on here.
Yeah, I don't see it moving.
I'm gonna try to not hit myself in the thumb with this thing because that actually hurt quite a bit. So what if we learned about air hammers today? They don't work when you put screwdrivers in them. Don't smash your thumb with them. And you have to put the chisel in all the way and make sure this is snapped in all the way. Otherwise it gets a little cattywampus. All right, here we go.
Contact!
You ready?
Yep.
Here, I'll try to catch part of this. Oh yeah! It's out.
I got it.
All right. It's all you, man. Dude, friggin' worked. For YouTube, we tried prying on that. We tried cussing at it. Just wouldn't come out. And we got this thing. Hammers right off. So I'm really quite pleased with my new tool. Doesn't come with a muffler, which is great. Pretty loud, but not unbearable if you are working with someone who doesn't like wearing ear protection. But with that being said, when you run it, you literally, like, your vision, instead of being steady, is going like this. I've never experienced that with an ear tool before. This thing has an obscene amount of power behind it, and feels exceptionally well made, so definitely not the kind of thing you need every day, but when you got a thingamajigger stuck to your doohickey, or you know, you got to slice through the bottom of a garbage can or something, then it's the tool for the job. So it's just like with the 1-inch air impact, probably won't need it that much, but when you need it, really need it. So glad to have this thing here. Very impressed with its performance. Thanks for watching. Sounds so cool.